So good morning, everyone. My name is Lorraine from D32 Business Network, and I'm having a deep dive today conversation with Lisa Rinelli from Accelerate Your Health. How are you, Lisa?
Good, thank you, Lorraine. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And I'm really excited about our conversation because even though, we're all in business, and business generally means stress. And generally, when you're doing well in one area of your business, something else is taking a hit. And sometimes that can be your health, right? So I'm really excited to have this conversation with you today, Lisa. But just to frame this conversation for people who are listening, we're going to be talking about different, the common ailments around gut issues, weight management, chronic disease. But what I would like people to know is your background and your unique certification in functional medicine. So what I would love to ask, first of all, Lisa, is what is functional medicine and how did you get started in it?
Okay, so functional medicine is like when you've got signs that your body's out of balance. Whether you're experiencing persistent fatigue, autoimmune, digestive issues, chronic pain, these challenges often indicate deeper biomechanics and nutritional imbalances that need addressing. And most of the time, our GPs don't look at that. So they just look at the symptom and put a band-aid on and treat the symptom. Whereas with functional medicine, we don't treat the symptom, we treat the cause. So we look at the body as a whole. So for instance, if I had four diabetics in the room, I would not treat any of those four diabetics the same because the cause of the diabetes would be different. So we look at the whole body and what causes it. And then also while we're trying to fix one thing most of the time, we cause an imbalance somewhere else in the body. So we look at the body as a complete package. Does that seem to help?
But just even in the back of that, like, what are the different contributors then to diabetes?
So at the end of the day, it is blood sugar levels, okay? Blood sugar levels is the main cause of it, but what causes those blood sugar levels actually to come out of balance is what we look at. So that can be environmental, it can be physiological, it can be dietary related, it can be genetically related. There's a lot of multiple factors that could be causing that blood sugar levels in the pancreas for not working properly. But that's what we look at because it's great giving a medication, but you'll find that most diabetics, after if they're insulin dependent, that they can keep getting more and more and more. But sometimes they get to the top level of insulin, and then there's nowhere else to go because you haven't found the cause of what's causing that. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I was just, had a conversation with you a couple of weeks ago, Lisa, and I was just thinking, just people need to hear this information, and also as a business owner, people need to know why you're different, and what that means for them. Like, why should they care that you're different? So that certification, you're one of only two people who are certified in WA for
Yes,
this
functional
functional
medicine.
medicine. So what
Yes.
is your background? What led you to that, Lisa?
Oh, wow. My journey is a big one. So I've always been in the health industry. Look, I was an athlete myself. I was a dancer, started dancing at the age of two. I was in the got picked for the WA Dance Academy and the state swimming team when I was 14. Opted for swimming, got to the, qualified for the Commonwealth Games. And then I had a massive car accident, and from then I had one contributing health factor after another after another, as well as actually fighting a long-term eating disorder. So I had a lot of health challenges. And I'd been seeing doctor after doctor after doctor to help me. And at the age of 23, I was 1 hour away from my deathbed. And that was thanks to my deep dive in to find out what the cause of what was going on. And I'd spent nearly 9 months having multiple tests after tests and doctors not listening to me and telling me it was all anxiety and depression and it was nothing else. And it ended up being that I was actually in a severe Addisonian crisis. So I had Addison's disease. And I got a phone call from the lab on a Saturday night telling my husband to get me to hospital within an hour if I could, because I don't have an hour left. I needed instant
Wow.
call. So that was the start of my journey of becoming a clinical nutritionist. Prior to that, I was an exercise physiologist and personal trainer for 25 years.
Wow.
And so because of all those issues I was having, I couldn't do that anymore. So after my journey of being so unwell and, looking at what finding out what my problem was, I thought I got to help other people. And I knew changing diet, and that was a big thing. So that's was my journey to go into clinical nutrition. And I didn't want to do dietetics, and I didn't want to do public health. I actually wanted to become a clinician, where I sat in a consult room one-to-one to people and really dived in deep on what was going on and what the cause was going on with the foods. And it was fantastic. But then when I finished my degree in in clinical nutritionist, functional medicine was a big rave over in America. And it was very, very difficult to get into. And I was lucky enough for them to come to Queensland literally a year after I'd finished my functional medicine, my clinical nutrition degree, to go and do the beginning of it. And myself and a friend of mine went over, and we did the applied science background of it. And it was amazing. Like, we're sitting in the rooms with specialists and GPs and, scientists, yet we were the ones that understood what was going on and what they were saying more than anybody else, because what we'd actually learned in our clinical nutrition degree was very similar and on the lines of functional medicine. So then I actually went on and studied through the Institute of Functional Medicine in America and got my functional medicine certification. So yeah, so there's a lot of people out there saying they're functional medicine practitioners, and they probably are, because they work on the principles. But they don't have the certification behind them. But that doesn't mean that, they don't know what they're doing. It just means that, they don't have the certification. So the difference with that is that I've got openness to functional testing. So functional testing is testing that is not done here in WA, and it's not done through a GP. It's functional testing where we find things that the normal blood tests aren't finding. Because our blood tests, people go, doctors, and that go between the ranges. And those ranges are only done statistically of the people in your country. So it's not done worldwide. So, for instance, if you've got a range from 12 to 15 and 12 to 100, and yours is smack bang in the middle, doctors are saying that's fine. Or if it's towards the end or towards the top end, they're saying you're right, you're in that range, but not necessarily that's telling you there's something wrong in that area, because that's only covering people that they've actually done the study on. It's not everybody in the world. Does that make sense? If we
Absolutely.
have a look at the clinical ranges in different countries, they're all very different.
I think what the nice thing here I'm listening to is behind every business owner, there's a story. You know, your own story and how you ended up. That's, it's quite a journey, for your
It
own
is, and
health. That's
that's
massive.
why I've got so much passion for what I do. And I suppose along the lines after that, I actually went in and just became a lecturer and a university mentor. And that's how my business partner, Deb, ended up working with me. So she was one of my students, and I invited her along with me because she had the same passion and the same journey. So yeah, there's a lot more to that story, but that's in a nutshell.
So, what I'd asked you to come and share with us today was not only about the functional medicine, because that's the how, but I was looking at, I'd asked you, what are the really common issues that you work with? And I think you had said, gut issues and weight management and then chronic disease. So I'll talk about the gut issues and the weight management first and maybe there, but I know that when you first came into the network, you said you really specialize in solving the problems that no one else can fix around chronic disease and pain. So I'm really wanting to deep dive into that a wee bit. But before we do, gut issues and weight management, is this just an everyday problem?
It's really funny you ask that question, because in the last 4 years in particular, 4 or 5 years, I've just noticed that everybody has something going wrong with their gut and their weight management. And a lot of the time, the weight management, depending on what stage in life you're at, is the cause is the gut. So you've got to heal the gut. So as you know, everyone hearing at the moment is the gut is the second brain, and the brain is the second gut. And it's so true, because they're so strongly linked. And that's why I feel that the mental health status has actually gone through the roof, is because there is a very, very strong link and correlation and research showing that there's a link between mental health and gut. And that's why we're seeing a rise in so many people with both of those problems. And then obviously the weight gain as well is because people aren't eating healthy, or they're eating, they think they're eating healthy, but they're actually not eating correctly for their condition. So you could be think you're eating salads and really great lots of fruit and lots of salads and everything in your diet. But if that's not what your microbiome needs, you could actually be feeding the bad bacteria instead of the good bacteria and making yourself sicker. If that makes sense. So yes, gut and weight gain and weight loss is actually been quite predominant in the last 5 years in particular.
And I think this term, even the term microbiome, you know what I mean? I only heard about it, a few years ago, and now it seems to be everything.
Yeah, it's the new phase
It's
everyone's
like,
going in
wow.
the world. Look, microbiome is really important, so important that if you don't feed it correctly, it can throw your system out so much and it can be the cause of chronic disease. There's different testings that we do to see what the strains of microbiomes going on in your gut, and we also look at, do you have issues with your amylase and your protease, and the enzymes actually help that break down fats, carbohydrates, and proteins. So a lot of the time, a lot of people are going on keto diets or paleo diets, but they don't have the enzymes to break that down. So they could be actually disrupting their microbiome even more. Another one is H. pylori. I see so much H. pylori that the test that we're doing here is showing nothing, but the test that I'm doing is showing you quite predominant H. pylori. Look, I can use an example at the moment of my mum. My mum has gone to the GP. She's had H. pylori. She's gone through 4 rounds of treatment. She still hasn't got rid of it. She won't listen to me because she's stuck in her old school ways. And unfortunately, she's just been rushed to hospital over the last weekend and had to have a blood transfusion because her anemia is so low due to the H. pylori, which has caused a stomach ulcer. So little things like this, and this is what I'm seeing in my clinic a lot.
Yeah, it's fascinating. It really is fascinating when you lift the lid on these things. It's so when you talk about, chronic disease, what are you being presented with at the minute? Because those you've said, you can get to the bottom of those things that everybody else says, I don't know what's wrong, or it might be just anxiety, or it might be just chronic disease, we'll label it at that. What is presenting? What are you noticing?
Look, chronic disease fits under all the multiple different categories. Like you've got fibromyalgia, you've got rheumatoid arthritis, you've got irritable bowel, you've got Crohn's, you've got Parkinson's, you've got multiple sclerosis, cardiovascular, diabetes. They all fit under chronic disease, but they all present very differently. But the ones that, and everyone differently but the same, that's why it's very, very hard to diagnose what chronic disease you have unless you've got a specific marker. And I see a lot of rheumatoid arthritis patients that have been told they don't have rheumatoid arthritis. But when you look at, like for instance, something in their gut, one of the we call opportunial bacteria, that is actually showing there's one in there that shows quite clearly if you've got Crohn's disease or rheumatoid arthritis. And yet the blood is saying nothing. Now, people forget that blood can change on an hourly basis. You can get things where you've got irritability, you're not sleeping well, you're frustrated, you're exhausted, you have trouble concentrating all the time, you've got no motivation. The key thing is you're waking up in the morning not feeling refreshed, you're feeling like you've been hit by a truck. Or you're finding that after 3 hours after you get up is the best time of the day for you, not the first time in the morning. And you crash severely in the middle of the day towards the end of the day, and then you've got full life again or nothing at all. So all these presenting symptoms, all these things present with different symptoms. But one that our medical profession aren't doing that me and Deb look at is what we call MCAS, which is mast cell activation. And SIRS disease, which is a chronic inflammatory response syndrome, which well, I'm seeing so much of in my clinic since COVID. And this is an innate response from your innate immune system that you don't see. Like these people are sick. They just don't know. They've had every test under the sun. They don't know what's wrong with them. And SIRS is caused by mold and water dampness. Now, you might not even know you've got it, and we do specific tests to see if you've got any mold in your lungs, in your nose, and in your bowels. And it's really important. There's a specific protocol which is called the Shoemaker protocol to fix that. And that's not something that can be fixed like straight away. It's actually a really long process. And these people feel like they've got chronic disease on, sorry, chronic fatigue syndrome on steroids, right? And most of these people are just always tired, always unwell, suffering with headaches. They're really quite bad, but sometimes they're not always that bad and they've got it, but doctors don't know what's going on with them. And mast cell activation is another one. It's an activation of your mast cells, which happens when we have vaccines, when we're actually unwell. And it's our mast cell activation going into a histamine response where we're actually overproducing mast cells and we're not being able to generate it. And that can also present very, very similar to SIRS. So knowing the right test to test and the right questions to ask to try and fix it, I think this is where I'm really good at it because not without, blowing my own trumpet, but I think outside the square. I'm very much an outside thinker. And I think for me, that is my point of difference to everybody. I don't see just black and white. I really look for the nuts and bolts of what's going on.
And I think it's just so important. I've often heard myself, in fact, I've heard myself say in different conversations over the last wee while, you have to go and speak to a few people.
You
You might
do.
have your GP here, and then you have yourself to deep dive on other things, and then you might have someone else, looking at different aspects. And then, you have to become your own GP, but
Yeah.
have your own, board of advisors, if you like. In the health arena, because one perspective is only one perspective. It's not the full picture.
No, I agree. I say to people, you need a toolbox. And in that toolbox, you've actually got your practitioners that work with you. I have a psychologist, you might have a psychiatrist, you have to have your GP. And you have to be confident with your GP. And there's some really amazing GPs out there that will work hand in hand. You also probably need some like yoga therapist or someone to help with your
Physiology.
inner child. And then you also need your exercise physiologist or your personal trainer to help with the exercise. And you might even need a sleep therapist. But you've got to find what you need in your toolbox. Like electricians don't need a plumbing pump, right? And a plumber doesn't need I don't know, a spark plug. So, I'm sorry, a fuse box. So each person, each tradesman, each practitioner, each business has their own toolbox. So you've got to find what you need in your toolbox to work for you. That's the way I explain it.
It's just fascinating. And I just love listening to experts, because you just find out you just don't know what you don't know. We've got no idea. And this is just one for the business owners who are listening, because that's, predominantly our audience today. How does stress feed into all of that? How does
Oh,
stress affect the
God.
microbiome and chronic disease?
Massively, and most of the time, it's these people that come to me that have every test under the sun that the doctor's done. Like, let's go for someone who's got, they're either really con oh, IBS. IBS. Let's just use the IBS as an example. People label a doctor's specialist. We all and we label ourselves. We've got IBS. We got by IBS, right? Because we don't know what the cause of the symptoms that we're getting is. And most of the time, that is stress. Okay. Crohn's disease is a massive one that plays stress. And you find people that go in and out of remission. And I ask them every single time, have you had stressful periods in your life? And every single time, it's yes. So stress plays massively in a lot of chronic disease. And a lot of people also say to me, but I'm not stressed. You might not feel your stress, but if we did, if we looked at your cells and your organs, I can tell you right now they're under stress. Because everyone in today's society, if they say they've got no stress at all, they're lying. Because everybody's got some sort of stress, whether it's emotional, whether it's psychological, whether it's physical, whatever it is. Everyone's got something. But it's the way our body deals with that stress is how it adding manifests into a symptom or a disease. And I suppose, everyone's got a different tolerance level, but the gut is a big one for that. And the brain is a big one for that. And what did I say earlier? They're both connected.
And I also loved a quote that I heard or someone said a wee while ago as well. You know, you can have is you can have 100 problems, or you can have 10 problems until you've got a health problem. Then you've only got one problem.
So true.
Because that's just the front of everything else.
It is. I mean, if you haven't got your health, you've got nothing. And something I hear all the time is, I can't afford to come and see you. All right. I can't afford to go see someone like yourself. That just blows me away because I feel like your health is, you're saying that your health and your well-being and your longevity isn't worth it. Whereas your health and your longevity and your life should be the one that you spend the most money on because you only have one life. And if you're not healthy, you can't do all those other things that you want to do that are materialistic stuff. So when people say that to me, it blows me away. It really does. Yeah, they're willing to spend, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars to see a specialist that sees you for 10 minutes. That basically, and this has happened to me, I've walked into a specialist and they said, oh, so what can I do for you? Or what is it that you're here for? It's like, well, that's what I'm coming to you for. You know what I mean? So when people say they can't afford to look after their health and well-being, I just can't comprehend with that.
I guess sometimes affordability can come into play, and then people have got different value structures at different points in
So
their
true.
life. But we find out, you know, like the universe has got a way of coming on and smack us when we're not listening or we're not focused in the right area for
Yeah, look.
where we're at now.
And I'm a perfect example for that. I pushed my body and pushed my body and pushed my body and pushed it to the end where it actually gave me something to say, slow down. You know, listen to your body. You know, you're doing too much. You're going to die if you don't stop. And this is what happens. I mean, sometimes it's not to that, or most of the time it's not to that extreme, but it'll come to some sort of chronic disease. And if it's not one and you haven't heard, it'll be another and it'll be another and it'll be another. So they do pile up on top of each other as well.
So Lisa, thank you very much for sharing all your you know expertise and your passion with us. I love the deep dive. So if you were to give business owners out there at the minute one big lesson or one big takeaway from a health perspective, what would that be? What would it be? One message.
Message for everyone is that okay, everyone goes and services their car. Okay, you need to service your car for it to run properly. So service your body. You don't need to have any of these things that we spoke about today, right, to actually get a tune up and a check. So I think everybody should actually have a good look at what's going on with their body and get a check in at least once a year. You know, get things done with someone like myself to go through everything and make sure everything's okay. So look at us like the electricians and mechanics and our plumbers of your body, because that's what we are. And we just do a fine tune. So look after yourself as number one, because if you look after you, then everything else in your life will work the way you want. And as a business owner, right, you need to look after yourself, because then if you can't look after yourself, you can't look after your employees or your business. Because I know myself. I was had a thriving business prior to COVID, and then I got very sick and I had to shut down my business, and then starting again has been a real struggle. So, and you need to look after yourself. So that is my takeout for today. And then
Lisa.
if you've seen anyone and everyone and you can't don't know what's going on, then me and Deb are your girls.
Well, thank you very much, Lisa. It's been a real pleasure to talk to you. I think this information is really, really important for people and to know that there's another avenue if you're not getting the answers you need. I think, we would all agree that preventative is better than the cure.
Definitely.
Talk with the
Yeah.
health and make sure we're strong. Internally and externally. And Lisa, if someone wanted to contact you, what's the best way? Is it can so I'll put your information on the YouTube link below, but is that through your website, phone number? What's the
Yeah, you
best?
go to our website and you can book. We actually give a free 15-minute consult to everybody
Beautiful.
to have a chat with us to see whether we're the right fit or not. And if honestly, if we can't help you, we will tell you up front. And so you can go to our website, which is accelerateyourhealth.com, au, or you can actually send us an email at Lisa at accelerate.com. Is it? No, sorry, we've just changed it. I'll actually give you the details. The best
Thank
probably
you.
way
I'll put it in the link.
is go to the website. The website is the best one to go to. And the other thing is that, look, check out our website because we also have got a shop on there. So if you don't want to come to see us, but you want some sort of program, like we've got different programs you can just buy and they're yours to keep forever. And there's meal plans, there's cancer protocols, there's so many different protocols on there that we've written, as well as supplements, as well as we've also got fitball programs for people to do it at home. And it's actually tailor-made for anyone from beginners
Wow.
to athletes. And we also do, I'm also specialized in dog nutrition. So we also do dog nutrition and offer online veterinary consults through a vet that we're affiliated with. So check out
Wow,
our website
beautiful.
because there's the veterinary side of it as well. We work with holistic medicine in animals, especially dogs. So there's a
Wow.
lot in there, but contact us through our website is the best. If not, Lorraine will give you the correct email
Yeah.
address. You can contact us through. I'm so sorry. I've just changed the emails and my brain's all over the place. It's Monday morning.
Yeah. No, look, Lisa, thank you very much. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I really look forward to sharing some of this information and a bit about you and your business with the network.
Thank you so much for having me on today. It's been
No.
an absolute pleasure, and I'm glad I got to share this with you people.